This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1.
You know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things he said and she said, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his best in the world to my best there is, best you was, best you are. We'll be aiming the mic, your least favorite podcast host. How's everyone doing?
Of course. And before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. Now, we have covered the brawl out debate, and the brawl out debate, or this story that has evolved over the past several weeks, months even, the fight between CM Punk, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Ace Steel. There was a whole scrap backstage. You can go check out our other pods talking about this and the AEW locker room. But today we're here to kind of expand on that story a little bit and talk about a few other wrestling deets that have been floating around the wrestling business as we stand here today. Now, the newest bit of information that has come out is that we do know Punk is the one who threw the first punch, allegedly. Like, I would say we do know, but it's allegedly.
No, allegedly. He's fact said that he did throw the first punch.
Well, I'm going to say allegedly for now to cover our rear end.
All right. You want to play devil's advocate. I see.
I'm the legal person here at Get Comfy Incorporated.
I thought you were a doctor.
Sure. We'll go with that. There was also news that the reason why CM Punk threw the punch and, you know, I would have thrown a punch too if this happened to my dog. But his dog was standing in front of the door that the Young Bucks kicked down, apparently. But
allegedly, that's allegedly.
Allegedly. That's allegedly.
Because Punk did say that he retracted a statement saying that the Young Bucks didn't kick down the door.
Yeah, and there was a thing that, like, he took the dog to the vet and his teeth were broken. They had to be removed. So there's that. But the beefier bit of information we want to talk about is that
Kenny Omega got bit by Ace Steel.
Yeah, I mean that's also kind of like a scrappy move, biting someone in a fight.
And he threw a chair too.
That's an ankle biter move, you know? That's like the chihuahua that you know is just bad and just will bite your ankles all day.
What do you call that? The chair thrown.
That's just choosing violence. There's like a TikTok out there in the world or a Vine back in the day where it's one of those like low quality videos and someone just throws a whole desk at someone sleeping. So that's what that reminds me of. But on the recent episode of Dynamite, there was a video-ish thing that was released and it showed the Elite, Kenny, you know, the Bucks, kind of being Thanos snapped, as you called it, like out of existence.
Yeah. And, you know, for the past couple of weeks since the fight, no mention of the Young Bucks and Kenny, no mention of the Punk. And they were taken away from the opening intro packets as well and all that. And then today was the first episode of AEW where they actually showed the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega in there. And they just been snapped away. If this is not a return, or, you know, part of a storyline, I think they're going to come back as a heel in saying that, yo, hey, we were just defending our name, and then we just get suspended for that. I feel like we're getting a heel turn. It's all work. It's all work, brother.
All right. So this is my problem I have with that. Yeah. No, that's the Acclaim thing, the scissoring.
Scissor me, daddy.
He's using office equipment, or he's selling office equipment, as Corey Graves put it, which was genius. But, all right, I don't like this. It gives me the ick, and I'll tell you why it gives me the ick.
What part gives you the ick? About the showing the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega being erased on TV?
That, but the reasoning behind it. Now, it's very much...
That's my stipulation. It's not said that's the reason.
It's kind of like implied, too, right? Mm-hmm. You'd think. So, the reason why this gives me the ick, you know, we make our bread and butter off wrestling rumors. We talk about it. We expand on it. That's all it is.
I like butter.
Yeah, of course. Everyone, you know, you gotta like some butter. It's very wholesome. But the idea that this has been done in wrestling before, where real life problems and such have been used in the ring. But this story in particular, much like we said at the top of the pod, very much he said, she said, legal troubles have gotten through the roof. There is a whole situation where AEW might want to buy Punk out of his contract and just ship him off into the world and say, we don't want you no more. Shout out to Andy throwing Woody to the ground. I don't want to play with you no more. But
breaking news, as of 23 hours ago, Triple H has seemingly changed his mind about CM Punk about coming to WWE.
Well, that's what we wanted to touch on at the end of the pod.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped. Twitter just blew up on me right now. I'm sorry.
We have to deliver breaking news. That's how we do it. But the reasoning why this gives me the ick is because AEW is, and this is all, I'm assuming, based on the video package that they released. They are using this angle, the fight behind the scenes, threatening of suspensions, the this, the that.
In the title shops, the titles. Being stripped of the trios title after winning it.
Yeah, so they're using all of that. Now, there really isn't, like, all right, what's the story behind that video? They're leaving it up to the people on the dirt sheets and, like, the people who talk about wrestling rumors, and it's kind of like they're leaving it to them to fill in the blanks. Yeah. AEW is not doing a good job storytelling. Whether you do, like, a vignette of, like, oh, like, all of our time in AEW, everyone hated us because we're the ones who started this company. If they drop something like that and then did that video or something along those lines, sure, you have a story. It's more or less the Elite coming back to AEW and they're the top guys and they know it and they're going to just brag about it until the sun comes home. Or the cows come home.
Moo.
Moo. I don't know. It's just kind of like weird that this wrestling company, arguably a competitor to WWE, whether you view it that way or not, they're leaving it up to the dirt sheets to tell a story. And that will not go over well at all because they can construe their own narrative, not control their own narrative, but they can kind of like make their own story and base it off rumors. And then it's kind of like, all right, Tony Khan, what's going on in this week's episode of Dynamite? Where's Dave Meltzer? Where's Sean Ross Sapp?
Where's Brian Alvarez?
Brian Alvarez. It's like, all right, what have they been saying on the dirt sheets? It's like, no, you're supposed to be writing the stories. Like, create something. Like, don't just leave it up to the general public because it'll just go in the wrong direction.
First, yeah, I agree 100%. Like, there's something wrong with that. And the dirt sheets are more for the hardcore fans that, like, need to know what's going on in the day-to-day. It's the casual fans don't look at the their sheets, they don't watch it. Because I remember when I was in, 2011, it's when I found out about Wrestling Inc. And I found out, at that time, I'm like, oh, this is like when SmackDown was pre-taped. And I found out that it was a night that Christian lost his World Heavyweight title for the first night. I found out on Tuesday. This is crazy, I don't remember this, but I don't remember what I had 2 days ago.
That's a mood.
And I remember it was on a Tuesday, and I found out that Christian – no, it was on Friday, sorry. Christian – there was a pre-tape of Tuesday, so it was ready aired. And I found out Christian lost his world title to Randy Orton on Tuesday night. That was me – 2011. That was probably, I would say, sophomore or junior, one or the other. And I was just a casual fan at the time. And so, like, shows you, like, how a lot of casual fans, like myself, didn't know about Wrestling Inc. or the Dirt Sheets or WrestleTalk or – Cultaholic, all these new, now there's like more. At the time, there was only so many there. But yeah, no, like AEW needs to do a better storytelling. But I gotta say, when they're out of the smoke of all this whole, you know, the locker room being thrown apart, and dogs being kicked, people getting bitten, chairs flying down, out of everything, one star inadvertently became a megastar. And that and he's simply better than you, it's MJF. He literally, out of everything that went down, just became the top face of AEW, even though he's still freaking being a badass heel. Can we talk about that? Like, how there's no face turn. Everyone was like, all right, we don't like CM Punk anymore. Bugs and Kenny are gone. Oh, shit, look, it's MJF. Let's go cheer him now.
I feel like that was a given, though. Like, MJF, it was just more or less when they just decide to run with him. And it looks like he's coming up on his time now with Jon Moxley.
But it was supposed to be Jon and Punk. That's how
it
ended. And then Punk was like, fuck it, I don't want to do this anymore.
I'm old, I'm tired, I'm beat up.
I'm injured.
Yeah, we'll get on a CM Punk rant in a few seconds here. But to kind of like talk about MJF, his promo against Regal the other day.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's, I guess, after that whole Tony Khan, fire me, you bleep, 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 whatever
you
he said.
Fucking, we could curse you, fucking Mark.
I'm trying, you know, for the kids, you know, whatever kids listen. They shouldn't be listening to us because I mark this podcast as explicit. But if fuck there are,
the fuck the kids.
He said it, and we have the warning on there. But yeah, like, it was more or less, we know MJF is going to do this. Like, it's just a given, you know? That's what it is. Now, there is a storyline going that MJF is getting beat up by Stokely Hathaway's, like, stable and blah, blah, blah. Like, they're very much painting him like a baby face. Yeah. Now, this
or
is where...
in-betweener, like how Punk was when he did the pipe bomb.
I think, and this is something I was watching this morning, and they kind of pitched the story, where it's like he paid off Stokely Hathaway's group to beat him down and make it appear as if he is, like, the baby face. And, like, he's just using that as, like, a way to kind of get with, it's like... Regal. Yeah, to kind of get on the side of Moxley and kind of like, you know, show that, hey, I'm a good guy. Like, we're going to have a good fight. And then all of a sudden, he's going to pull out that diamond ring and sock him in the face and steal the world championship.
Yeah, honestly, I hope he doesn't become a face because MJF is such a good fucking heel. And like, there's some superstars that should be always be heels and some superstars that should always be face.
Randy, MJF, Edge.
Edge, Miz.
Miz, yeah.
Miz. MJF, one of those people that should never be face, ever.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe BL. And I guess kind of branching off to a guy that'll never be faced in the wrestling industry again.
And Segway, oh my fucking God.
And let me just preface this by saying, I was a huge CM Punk fan when he was in WWE.
Are you saying you're not a fan of him anymore?
There might be some evidence to conclude that I'm not anymore. Now, I like you said earlier in the pod, Triple H might have changed his mind on CM Punk. There was rumors like AEW buyout, and then that'll leave Punk up to his own devices, do whatever he wants. And then, you know, could CM Punk jump ship to WWE? And let me tell you this. I do not want CM Punk back in WWE.
But you wanted him back. You wanted him in AEW.
No, honestly, I can live without seeing him in wrestling ever again.
No, I mean a year ago, like when everyone was like, "Oh, CM Punk to AEW confirmed." Oh, CM Punk to
WWE. I was very much on that train because, you know, you'd think after all that time off, and it seemed that, like, in his return, we even talked about his return. You've seen it in his face that, like, he missed wrestling and, you know, that response he got from the fans. But over time, it's just kind of like the same thing, I guess, every, like, anti-CM Punk guy was saying before this return. He's a prick. He just wants to show up, get his money, leave. And yeah. Rightfully so, people do that. I mean, Lesnar was doing that for how many years? Just showing up, taking the title, leaving for like 6 months, coming back.
Now he's a four-timer now.
Yeah, I mean, how the tides have turned. But I don't know. Like, the way, especially after this brawl out incident, this whole incident happened.
Prior to the brawl out, the freaking interview.
Yeah, that interview also left a bad taste in my mouth. But I don't know. I just don't think he'd be good for that locker room either. I think they're very much fine without him.
100%. Now, like, you know, if this was like 2015, he got released in 2015. So like 2016, 2017, yeah, I feel like we did it. But now that we're getting like all these NXT call-ups, we have AJ, we have Finn, who's on the run of his life, Seth, the run of his life, Roman, Killing Across, Drew McIntyre. We really don't need Punk. You know, if you want, give Punk, make him a part-timer, like pay him the Legends contract once, like that Saudi money, that blood money. I'll be okay if they put Prague, if they never give him the title in WWE, but you know, give him all the stuff, like give him the main event of WrestleMania against Roman, against Cody, and have him that be like, oh, you're the reason why I left AEW, and look, you're after I left, you just trashed the company. And all that. You can have that dream match.
I'm shocked in saying that I could do without CM Punk and WWE. Because for the longest time, that is all I clamored for. I think the redemption arc. But I think there also comes a time, and this happened with Ultimate Warrior, where things were just so bad between them, the WWE and Ultimate Warrior. Goldberg, I mean, you go down the name of all the legends that had problems. But with him specifically, the way he handled himself in that locker room, again, I don't really know the whole story. I'm not going to say
the locker room. Also the press, dude, just go off script, pipe bomb, right in front of your boss. Like, come on.
Tony Khan not to do anything.
Yeah, well, that's Tony Khan is Tony Khan, you know that. But why would Punk, all the journalists were trying to avoid the questions. And Punk's like, no, let's talk about Cole Cabana and how he shares a bank account with his mom, blah, 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 and all that. Like, Punk, no one's asking about these questions. Well, why do you keep bringing it back? He really is a prick after that. We saw that, you know, up screen and personal. We never really believed in WWE when Triple H's like, oh, Vince would be like, oh, he was hard to work with. He was always a loner, didn't want to say anything. And now we kind of, Triple H, we're sorry. We, as part of fans, you were right. We were wrong.
Yeah, you got to admit it, because like there's been people saying this for years that CM Punk just is a bad human.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit here and just trash the man. He has done great things in the wrestling business, but the way you handle yourself in the general public, the way you handled saying whenever you got to AEW, there's so many young talents here that I want to work with. I want to be, you know, the guy and really try to help bring other people up. And then not only, honestly, a calendar year later, going, I'm old, I'm hurt, I don't like this anymore.
These kids are assholes.
Yeah, and it's like, really? Like, again, we don't know the whole thing, and who am I to start casting stones in the wrestling business? But it just kind of, like, sucks, like, as a fan of CM Punk, like, back whenever he was at his height in WWE, to now, and how he's pretty much been vilified. I honestly don't think WWE needs him. I really don't.
Like you say that, I honestly think it's like I said, I think he'd be okay if he comes for literally, like I said, part timer. make him a part-timer and give him, you know, like I said, you want to be okay if he's a part-timer, though.
All right. So if he's a part-timer and he's used to elevate people like Drew McIntyre, you know, Cody, like even a fight with Roman, that'd be, again, it would honestly, all this deal would boil down to is how much money Punk would generate for WWE. Yeah. And let me tell you, you thought Cody coming to the WWE generated a lot of money for them. Punk coming back would, they wouldn't be able to keep those shirts in stock like ever. Just imagine, like, Cult of Personality hits, and let's just say they give them that WrestleMania main event. Yeah. I mean, who am I to, like, disagree with making billions of dollars at that point? But I just personally don't think the locker room, or even talent-wise, WWE doesn't really need them.
I agree with you, and you gotta think, you know, people say in wrestling, you never say never, especially in WWE, you never say never. Just look, they're fucking getting blood money next week for Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
For Crown Jewel. So, and I feel like WWE, you can have him. You can give Punk his own locker. Be like, all right, you don't have to deal with any of the people. You don't have to deal with the boys in the locker room. You can just be by yourself. Do that. And you have your match and you can go. That's all you can do. That's what we want. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, make it the gimmick. He's just there for the money. Yeah. And then you can justify the gimmick and he'll only show up for like 3 or 4. Like it's like Goldberg did. Like just have him show up for like 2 months and then he can dip or he can come around for like a WrestleMania season kind of run.
And especially now that he's injury prone, you've seen he just came back from an injury and now he gets injured again. Like give him that. And then you know what? Allure him with a main event WrestleMania match. And then boom, after that, you get your money's worth and you can sign Punk home. Punk gets his main event match at WrestleMania. You get money from people buying his t-shirt. I'm so mad they pulled his hockey jersey. They had a hockey jersey on AEW. And
should
that
have pulled the trigger.
No, they stopped it. They were after the, because everyone got a refund. This one guy at Comic-Con got a prototype of it signed by CM Punk for worth $500. I was going to drop him $500 for it, but it was an XL hoodie. And I was like, nope, not going to do it.
You're a smart man with your money.
I don't know about that.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, it depends on the day. But so if Punk does come back to WWE, who should he fight?
I think the logical, like, top guy versus top guy. Roman? The better story would be Cody.
Yeah.
I think that's a given, you know, that right there. Or if you really want to get, you know, fancy, let's bring Cena in.
I was going to say Cena. Mania, Cena and Punk.
I mean, shoot. I wouldn't turn that down. I wouldn't. Like I was just talking smack about him, but let's be honest. If you give me Cena versus Punk, Mania. Cody versus Punk, Rock versus Punk. Round two, Punk going over. Why not? Like, let's, because nowadays it just seems like WWE is listening to our podcast and they're taking our ideas. But I mean, I don't know. I'm out on Punk in WWE, but if I had to pick my poisons, give me Cody versus Punk, Mania, SummerSlam, something like that.
You know what? One match. Punk, CM Punk, main eventing WrestleMania. Closer.
McMahon. Vince McMahon.
Special guest referee. No, but you have it as the WWE guy versus the guy who left the company. Yeah. Remember, that last match was on an episode of Raw for getting a shot against Rock at WrestleMania 29. They fucking tore that house down.
Yep.
That match on a live television too. That match was no reason to be that good for Raw TV back in 2013. Should have not been that good.
Yeah, I like the retrospective. I like the retrospective of we'd only get those style of matches like once every couple months, but now it just seems like every week or so we're getting especially that quality.
Especially with Triple H now in charge, it's just like shit. But if he does say everything works out over in AEW, Punk comes back, Does he go feud with John Moxley for the title? Oh, I never lost my title. That's my title. Or does he go against Kenny Omega and have that one-on-one?
You can't do that.
Dog collar fight.
If he comes back, again, it's like the same thing with WWE. If he comes back to AEW, they're printing money for several months moving forward because everyone's going to be like, oh, what's CM Punk going to say when he's in the ring or like the Bucks are out there and then his music hits? That's money to be made right there. But there is more money to be made here on the Get Comfy podcast. So you might want to go check out other shows like the Get Comfy Lowdown, the Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Podcast every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the best in the world.
What up, guys? Your least favorite podcast host, Aim on the Mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.